Okay, so we're here, you know, this event is ongoing. A lot of fire still in the building. It continues to travel throughout the facility. We've not been able to cut it off at this point. We still have major pockets of fire within the facility. At this time, we have one injury. One Buffalo firefighter has a broken ankle, has been transported to ECMC. No other injuries to report at this time. Here with Deputy Commissioner Greg Butcher from the county. He'll brief you in terms of the air monitoring.
So as we had stated earlier today, we are aggressively monitoring the air quality for the citizens as well as the first responders that are here. The EPA has joined our local and state efforts for monitoring the air, and we're finding that that's going to be beneficial to us as we get into the afternoon, after work, school let out time.
Greg, you had mentioned about the wind possibly shifting between 2 and 3 o'clock. You can already kind of see this plume has shifted more toward the east. What can we tell residents in some of these nearby neighborhoods as far as them monitoring the situation?
We're going to stay steadfast with the same comments about sheltering in place, including in the new areas where the wind is going to shift. We have obviously seen that happen, as you can clearly see with the plume, that it is starting to shift more through the Blaisdell towards Orchard Park and different portions of Hamburg. And we're going to stay with the same shelter in place and try not to get outside. Don't touch any debris that may come down out of the plume cloud whatsoever until we are able to ascertain what's in there.
You mentioned the EPA being involved in that air quality monitoring. How long does a process like that go on for? Obviously, it starts today, but how long?
Well, this operation is going to go on for quite some time. This is a large fire. As the commissioner had mentioned earlier today, this is approximately 6 blocks by 6 blocks. It's an incredibly large facility, and potentially the fire could continue for quite some time. So we can't put a time frame on that. We're going to continue to monitor as long as is necessary to protect the citizens' health.
What is the plan right now in terms of communicating with schools and how schools are going to handle the exiting of the students?
The local emergency managers from the communities that are being currently affected by the plume are engaged with each of the school districts that are affected. They made a decision today not to evacuate any children and decided to shelter in place is a much better choice. As the day goes on, they have already made preparations to let the students leave, and they're going to try and time it the best they can to avoid any of the offlay from the plume.
Commissioner, given the types of materials that are included in these buildings, various plastics, metals, recycling, things like that, how do you attack this fire, and what kind of materials are you guys using to help extinguish it?
Well, right now we're using water, wherever we can. Very difficult to get water on the actual fire because of the size of the building. That's one of the issues here today. All of our members downwind are on breathing air, to mitigate any effects on them. You asked about the air monitoring. I believe that we're committed to being here at least up through Sunday to do air monitoring even after we've mitigated the initial fire.
Can you talk more about the cause of all this? Because there has been some words coming from at least one Lackawanna official that it may have been a worker who was there this morning changing out some hot light bulbs, and the light bulb fell, hit some cardboard, and that started the flames.
Again, we're not going to speculate on the cause and origin of the fire. We have our fire marshals here, ATF, other agencies here, trying to ascertain what the cause and origin is. I won't speculate on that. They're investigating the fire, actively investigating it, even as we try to put it out. So there's no cause at this time that's still under investigation.
But was there a police interview with a worker who said that?
Again, that's part of the investigation. I don't want to compromise their work. They've got a lot of work to do, so I'm not going to speculate on that. Anybody that they interviewed, that's part of their material for the investigation. Until that is confirmed one way or the other, I won't comment on it.
You talk about vehicles here from Rochester, a lot of different agencies. How many agencies are helping you guys out, and how easy or difficult has it been to coordinate that?
One of the things that this community is wonderfully blessed to have the kinds of relationships with the different agencies. We've got the county here, we've got the DEC, EPA, we've got several other volunteer fire organizations from surrounding towns in that here, all working together to mitigate this incident. So there's a myriad of persons here. We also have the Coast Guard who are monitoring the water with the DEC, EPA, make sure that any runoff is taken care of. So there's a bunch of people here working together on behalf of this community. This community is wonderfully blessed to have that.
You mentioned about the injury to the firefighter. Was that
through the course of being up there on a ladder or fighting the flames, or how did that happen?
Just in the course of pulling lines in that, trying to pull hoses in that, he stepped on one of the butts, twisted his ankle, and broke his ankle.
Anything you can say to alleviate any concerns residents may have right now about water and air quality before any test results come in?
We've asked residents to shelter in place to mitigate any effects of that on them. We're here monitoring the air, the water. We have multiple agencies here right now, and we're being proactively monitoring these things. There's nothing to report right now. If you can avoid, Deputy Commissioner said, avoid touching any of the debris, avoid exposing yourself to the smoke as best you can. Those are all things that will help keep our residents safe.
Once you get something like this under control, how long do you expect firefighters to be here afterwards to keep an eye on it to make sure there are no flare-ups?
We're setting up operational periods up through the next, at least the next day. We anticipate being here for the next day, couple of days. There's a lot of work to do even after the fire's put out. Again, the rubble has to be moved around, make sure that any pockets underneath the rubble that might be still burning are fully extinguished. And then there's the demolition of the site eventually. So there's a lot of work to do here. It's going to be multiple days at the very least.
Who would do that? Hazmat crews? Buffalo Fire Hazmat crews?
Buffalo Fire is going to be here. We're going to be looking at, EPA, DEC, all of them are going to be looking at the effects of it on the environment, first and foremost. We're going to be trying to mitigate any of those kinds of issues. And at a certain point in time, when it's time to demo it, I don't know who's going to do that. That'll be a collaborative effort, I'm sure.
Can you talk about the scope of the fire zone? Have you guys been able to get size-wise, feet-wise, that zone?
It's approximately a six-block facility. Six square blocks, if you can imagine the size of it. It's a huge facility. Not all of it is burning at this time, but a lot of it is, and that which is not burning soon may be burning in the very near future.
Have you been in touch with the owners of the facility?
The owners of here, different persons who occupy that structure, have been here. They've been interviewed. They've been very helpful in terms of letting us know what kinds of things are inside the building and those things. They're being interviewed by the operational the persons here as well as the investigators.
Can anything be done to remove some of the existing debris that is in there and other materials that are continuing to fuel this fire, or is that too dangerous of an operation?
Too dangerous to go inside. We did get some assistance from some of the persons who occupy the structure. They were able to remove some of the, there were some acetylene tanks and different things down there that were not yet impinged upon. We were able to get those out safely. So they've been very, very helpful with that.
Some of the debris has been like landing in neighborhoods as well. I mean, how far out is some of this debris actually floating out to, Hamburg or places?
That's clearly going to be based on the wind, the speed, how far the plume will carry that those particular particulates. As the commissioner said already, we're asking residents not to touch any of that material if they come in contact with it until we can ascertain what the material is in general. There's a lot of different businesses in there and a whole bunch of different materials that could be in the air.
How is Air One assisting you guys?
We're getting a wonderful view of the structure, aerial view inside our command post from Air One. They've been very, very, very helpful to help us to understand, the size of this and exactly where the fire is within the building.
Air One's telling you where to go?
We actually have pictures. We have a downlink set up, and we actually can see. We have pictures.
From Air One.
That's correct.
Commissioner Butcher, could you just give us, with the monitoring that's going on,
yes,
how many locations are they monitoring at, where, and are they doing any aerial? We were told EPA may actually send a plane up to do some monitoring.
You are correct. That is part of our tactical planning now to work towards the monitoring. The number of sites, I don't have that off the top of my head. It's in the dozen range of different spots where we're monitoring with both local, state, and federal partners. So there's as was stated earlier, a myriad of partners that are here, and they are helping us in a whole lot of different locations. And they're moving those locations as the winds shift and change so that we can have a better idea of what type of material is blowing around.
So there is some aerial monitoring going on, you were saying, too.
To an extent. We have not initiated it yet, but they're looking at that as a consideration.
The fire almost running out of building to burn?
Unfortunately, no, it is not. Again, there's quite a lot of building left to burn. And that is the concern right now.
We were told about 20 homes were evacuated earlier on Lincoln. Is there any update to that?
Right now, again, Lackawanna PD would have facilitated the evacuations. Not sure how many people that impacted, but as you can see, Lincoln is right next to this facility. Obviously, there was a concern for those persons in those homes.
Any ETA on next updates?
I'd like to shoot for 2 hours. We'll do the next update in 2 hours. We will be up front to tell you that this will affect drive time on the way home for sure. There's no plan of opening this roadway at any time in the immediate future.
So what about detours? People being detoured around, what, Ridge Road?
Or? We're going to be working with NITEC to establish the detours, and we'll be getting them to each of the media sources as quick as we can.
Yeah, we know that there is a Sabres game, I believe. So any persons that would be using the Skyway, we would suggest that they find an alternate route.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.